You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The key point I'm making right now is that the economy is moving in a positive...
Can't read mine.
Well, Ed, is it one of these matters where the Kenyans and Ethiopians... They see, let's be honest here, see a white guy out front, they don't take him seriously.
Lesbian, your mom's a lesbian.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. You know, truth is our bitch. And through the looking glass, through the, you know, through the weird mirror, man, the weird mirror of talk radio, we take you every night. Stephen Hawking says God did not create the universe. Coming up, we'll have Dr. Ron Tarner on to discuss that. And boxer Floyd Mayweather gets racist in an online video rant against Manny Pacquiao. And listen to this guy. Anybody ever told you about backing off the mic there, Floyd? God, I mean, you know, let me do my video now. Oh, I understand that. Anyway, we'll be hearing that unemployment hits 9.6%. And as I mentioned, Dr. Ron Tarner, Chris Norton, who is a young man doing telemarketing for a pharmaceutical company in Manhattan Beach, but is a representative of a generation of young Americans caught in this recession who are still living at home. And this is going to be our two-parter on what we can do for our young people. How do we help our young people as they begin their careers and as we begin our period of empty nesting? How do we help them out of the house? What can we do to move them along? Bud Dickman's nightly news as well, and a Dr. Green Thumb report this evening, I believe. 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight, right smack dab on New York City, WWRL at 1600 AM, and Bowling Green, Missouri, a brand new affiliate there at KPVR 84.1 FM. And, of course, what did I say? Pacquiao, yeah. Of course, PhilHendryShow.com is the right arm of our radio venture here. So go over there and watch our live streaming video right now of the show, live streaming audio of the show, downloads tomorrow of our show, podcasts over on iTunes of not only the full show, our mini podcast, and our Classic Phil, which is our archive material. We got more stuff on our website than any radio show in the world, I can safely say, than any radio show in the world. In the world, if you think about that, it's... it's an achievement we're proud of. It might not be any good, but no, I'm kidding. It's very good. All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. And as I mentioned, at odd times over the last couple of months, especially here during the summer months, we've been doing a feature on how we as parents can help young people who are living at home still. Perhaps they're out of college, but they have taken advantage of coming home to the family and sort of getting their heads together and maybe looking and seeing what they can do with their lives. How can we help our kids with their careers, with their first steps into the professional life, and how much help is too much help, too? Joining us tonight is Chris Norton. He's 26 years of age. He works as a telemarketer for a pharmaceutical. He actually did work as a telemarketer for a pharmaceutical company. He was let go 6 months ago, as this recession just deepened for everybody. And we're talking to Chris, who is the son of Tom and Mary Norton there in Hermosa Beach. And Chris, thank you for joining us. Now, you're 26, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And you still live at home?
Yes, I do.
And how long were you working as a telemarketer?
Well, it was a part of a job that I was doing, as well as getting my business plan together. So I was really only doing it part time, and I was fortunate to be able to do it part time because my parents, as you mentioned, have let me stay at home here, and I just passed my 26th birthday on June 7 this past summer. So I've been very anxious to start my work.
What? So you've been doing? You have a whole other career you want to do, correct?
Oh yes, sir. Yeah.
So the pharmaceutical business, telemarketing. This is not what you see yourself doing.
No, sir, not at all. No, it's simply a sort of a stopgap measure. And I only really have the job for about 5-6 months because the people that I worked with, and it's kind of another story, but the people I worked with were not very understanding of a lot of the dreams that I, you know, that I've got. And I think if you have big dreams and you are working with people who don't, they're going to be jealous, you know.
So you didn't get along with the people you were working with at this other job?
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's really not a job that I want to do anyway.
All right, I understand that. What now? Tell me, and I think you told Bud before the program, you're interested in doing a business. It's a film. It's an adult film business, correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, and tell me about your interaction with your parents on this.
Yeah, my father. I should have said before that my father had always said that he was very anxious to help me, to give me the seed money to start my own business. And I always was going to believe in him, and I believe in my mother, too. And, I will admit, it was hard for me to put together in my mind how I wanted to proceed and what business I wanted to be in. But my father did say that, and my mother did as well. Say that they would be happy to provide me with seed money.
Well, what when you say what kind of seed money, what how much do you figure they had in mind?
Well, certainly enough money to get a business off the ground. That would be to buy equipment, to either buy or rent the equipment, to have a space or office to conduct business, to pay the basic support utilities, lights and gas and whatever you need to keep a business open, you know. And then provide, I think my father said, for six to eight months of actual operating capital, which we had a little bit of argument about that, which I didn't think was really enough, but he did say that he would do it. And
so when you told your parents that your idea was to do adult films, what did they say?
Well, the thing I think that should be said here and that I want your audience to know is I didn't just come out and say I want to do adult films. I said...
Okay, I understand that. Well, what did you say? You want to start a film company?
Well, I did tell them that I wanted to start a production company that would be involved in adult fare, but I told them that I had a business model I felt was good in terms of direct-to-video. I also presented my father with a... what I thought was a very creative side of this business, which was, and it's kind of humorous that we were going to do adult films based on movies that have already been made. I mean, we would do an adult version of Gone with the Wind, you know, adult version of E.T. or adult version of these movies. And I think it still remains to be, I'm a little bit nervous.
That's okay.
It remains to be a good idea, and he pretty much lied and said no, I don't want to do that, and I said I know it's because of adult business. I said I know it's because of adult film.
And yeah, and what did he say?
He said it is about adult film. I said, but I have a very good idea that we're going to make adult film based on movies that have popular movies. So we make an adult version of I don't know, Saving Private Ryan or something. I don't know how you do that. But, you know,
no, I don't know how you'd make the adult version of that either, unless it was a gay version.
I'm just saying that that's probably a bad example. What I'm saying is that was our idea, and my father now has said no. And so... what's happened for me, Mr. Henry, and you've been talking here about, you know, how do you help young people? I'm still living with my parents, and they don't have the ESSER bedroom anymore because my sister has moved back in, and she was given an ESSER bedroom. So now I have it because she's got two small children. And so now I'm essentially sleeping on a couch, and... that's how my life is going to be until my parents get something going here. Yep.
Well, what is it that your parents don't have going? You know, and let me give our phone number out, 877-876-PHIL. Just hold on for a second, Chris. 877-876-PHIL as we talk here to Chris Norton, a young man who is looking to start his own business. His parents, who said that they would provide the seed money for a new business have now said they won't because his interest is in making adult films. What when you say your parents need to get something going?
Well, they got to get something going so that you know I can move out, because right now they're saying that they don't want to bankroll the business, which was Norton Explodes Entertainment was going to be the name of the business. My father didn't like the name.
What was it, Norton Explodes?
Norton Explodes, yeah. Entertainment. So, until my parents get going and
What is it that your parents need to do?
Well, they don't like the idea that I brought to them for my business. I suggested to my father then that he needs to get going. And my mother, too, if they don't want me sleeping on a couch until I'm 30. And that, I think, Mr. Henry, that's more than anything what every young person is facing right now. They're sleeping on a couch or they're sleeping in the basement. There's no prospects for the future. And their parents really need to get something going for them. So,
well, what do you mean by that? Because I don't understand. If a young person wants his own life...
Well, I'll give you an example.
No, if a young person wants to have his own life, why doesn't he get something going?
Well, we do, but our parents will not support the idea. I just told you my idea, okay?
Well, your father does not want to donate money or help you start an adult film business.
That is correct, sir, and that's his right. But if he doesn't want to do that, then what else? What's he going to do? He's got to come up with an idea. And that's why I said to him, I said, okay, if you don't like the idea of Norton Explodes, you're going to have to come up. Okay, I said, the ball's on your side of the net right now. You know, because I said, unless you want to see me laying on the couch and at 35, I suggest you get something going. And my mom agreed, and my mom was crying. I mean, it's a very traumatic thing.
All right, so your idea of an adult film business did not fly with your father, doesn't want to donate money, he doesn't want to help you with that money, and so now you're stuck.
Well, I'm stuck because my father won't help me even after he said he would, and he's kind of lied. And I don't know how many kids out there right now have parents who are liars, but it's a sad thing.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're speaking with a young man, Chris Norton, from Hermosa Beach, California. His father and his mother, he said, promised to help him with seed money for his new business. The new business, however, turned out to be an adult film business. They took back that promise, and Mr. Norton, as you just heard, said he is now stuck. And until his parents get something going and come up with some idea for him, he's going to be laying on their living room couch until he's 35. He's 26 right now. This is part two in our series on how much should we help our young people as they prepare for life. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Yeah, I'm on the Phil Hendry Show right now. Go get me a beer.
Phil Hendry.
No, he didn't. No, I didn't, because I saw the man at the O3 Aspen Comedy Festival.
George Slater, as far as I know, died.
Well, Chris, you know, I don't think you should. I don't know that that's true. I saw George Slater, and welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about George Slater, who was a brilliant man and did the show Laugh-In. Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Yeah, this is why Wikipedia I don't trust, and Wikipedia is not a good site, and Wikipedia should be really taken off of the internet, because it says that George Slater is dead. He's very much alive. At least he was when I saw him at the Aspen Comedy Festival, so I think you repeating that. But I want to get back to what it is you and I are talking about. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about young people who are living at home, and how much, and this is a part of what we were talking about last week on the show, how much should we help our young people? Chris Norton is with us. Chris had the idea and talked it over with his father of an adult film business, Chris. Now, you're saying that your idea was to, which you felt was a unique idea and a very commercially viable one, to do famous films in the porn style?
Well, I would say that is essentially the case, Mr. Renner. We don't like necessarily to use the term porn. I do like the term adult film, adult fare, adult entertainment. I think it's more, way more descriptive, and I think porn has a very negative connotation. I think that the business that I was wanted to talk over with my father was to do this kind of film that that would be, I think, would be very funny. It would also be very adult. It could be sexy. It would have accessible sexuality to it, as well as have an entertainment value. And my father, who had said that he would bankroll my business, lied to me and said, no, now I'm not going to.
Well, you say he said he would, now he won't, but maybe he didn't imagine it would be a porn, adult film business, you know?
Well, that may be, but as I said to you, I think that my parents now need to harness my ideas and get something going for me, because these are bad parents if you're not going to help, you know? These are bad parents if you're not going to harness how good your kid is into something that is going to be, you know, that you're going to make some money on, unless they want me sitting on the couch. And my mother walked in on Saturday, and I'm there. I was with my nephew. I was watching a cartoon or something. I mean, it's early morning, so I'm going to be in my underwear and my socks. And there's my mother looking at me like I'm just dirt, you know, like just a piece of dirt that fell out of a tree or something.
Are you not getting along with your parents?
I'm getting along fine, but unless they get something going, I'm going to be in my underwear on that couch until I'm 35, 40 years old. That's not something believe me when I tell you, that's not something I want to do, you know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, as we speak with Chris Norton and other people this week on, you know, helping young people starting their own careers. Here is Sarah in Abilene, Texas, listening on KFNA. Hello, Sarah. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Chris Norton.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say that I think you're being completely immature, and we live in a culture where some of these kids, the younger people, and I'm 25, you think you're entitled to
same,
what your parents have worked.
That's the same age I am, too. Yeah, that's the same age I am, as I was saying, yeah.
Well, you're not entitled to anything that your parents have worked for. They don't need to get anything started for you or going for you. Especially prostitution, pornography, you want to call it.
It's not a prostitution, ma'am. It's adult entertainment.
Okay, well,
that's really not the point. I mean, my parents said that they would help.
Prostitution means you sell your body for money. You are trying to make money by these people having sex, whatever you want to call it, on TV for entertainment. It's prostitution. Educate yourself.
Well, not really. It's adult film.
You're not entitled to your parents for your parents to do anything for you.
I don't know how old you are.
You said that your parents are bad because they won't help you. And here's the deal. Hold on, Chris. You've had a long
time. How old are you?
I think you need to
look at what kind of world you live in? Because you know. The world I live in.
I have a master's degree.
Yeah, in what?
What about you? Are you educated?
In what? What's your master's degree in?
In counseling.
Oh, that's such a waste. That's a waste.
Oh,
I mean,
I think you're a waste. I have a Bachelor of Behavioral Science in Communication. Anyway,
that's such a waste.
I have educated.
Wait, hold on, Chris. I want to hear what the lady has to say. Chris, she's right. You've been talking.
We don't need more counselors. We need more hard, good producers of material things.
Your
and
parents,
all like, what?
You call
what are you
your
selling?
Parents bad people for not being willing to get you somewhere in life. Here's the deal: you try having parents who are drug addicts and alcoholics, and parents who throw their kids out on the streets who don't give a crap about them. You try having parents like that and tell me that your parents are bad. They're letting you sleep on their couch at 25 years of age when you should be out working on your own.
That's not a good life. That's not a good life, sleeping on a couch. My parents said that they would help me start my business.
You're complaining you have a roof over your head, you idiot.
Also, I don't know how many people you know, but most people my age, our age, are living at home because they can't get nothing started. Where do you live?
I have my own house that I have bought with my own money.
Well, you hesitated. You hesitated, so I don't know if she's telling the truth or not.
Well, let's just give her the benefit of the doubt.
Well, she hesitated. She's all,
I don't have the biggest house in the world, but I have a $100,000 house that I have paid for with my own money.
Good going, Sarah. We got to take a break. Sarah, and we'll be back with Chris Norton. How much should we help our young people? Chris is angry at his parents. They wouldn't give him the money to start an adult film business. 877-876-PHIL.
That's good.
Phil Hendry.
That's bull. That's so much bull.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. How long do you let the kids stay home? What should you do financially to help your young people? Chris Norton is with us. He's 26 years of age, lives in Hermosa Beach, California, is living at home with his parents. And his father said that he would assist his son in a business, financially assist him with some seed money. Chris's idea was to go into adult films. Chris, what got you interested in that?
Probably the fact that I did one summer. I was working on crew. I was working on set, doing a lot of technical things from cable. I was an assistant to the photographer. That's the cameraman, and I did some carpentry. I worked on...
This was adult films?
Yes, sir, yeah. And I did do some very, very, very minimal, but I did do some performing.
You were in an adult film?
Yes, I was, yeah. And I like the people, and it's really, commercially, it's the most successful type of filmmaking there is. And once I went to my father and I said that, you know, this is what I want him to, you know, get the bank account organized, and I gave my dad the form. I even brought the... deposit slips and the forms for him to, you know, for I filled them out and all he had to do was sign it. And he goes, no, he doesn't want to. So, I mean, if my dad wants to be an Indian giver, which is what he's being, that's fine with me, but that means I'm on the couch in my underwear. And I don't, you know, my parents, you know, it's a hardball world. I mean, if they don't get nothing going and they say they throw me out, I'm going to be, I don't know what I'm going to do then. I mean, that's the same thing a lot of young people. We have a chapter of the Crips in Hermosa Beach, which is a gang I don't know if you're familiar with.
Yes, I am.
If I throw in with the Crips, you know, that's the end of the line. I told my parents that. You know, so either they get something going or I turn into a criminal or a criminal.
A criminal?
Yes, sir. And nobody wants that, you know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, talking to Chris Norton here about his father, who promised to help him start his business, has decided no, he doesn't want to, when he found out that it was an adult film business. Here is Matt in Houston listening to KPRC. Go ahead, Matt. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'm a 34-year-old father of a 14-year-old daughter. And I'm trying to figure out what Chris's game plan is. You know, if my daughter were to come up and ask me something out of the ordinary, something unusual, something just, you know, just off the rocker a little bit, I'm trying to figure out what Chris's game plan is, aside from saying, you know, hey, this is what I want to do, this is what it entails. I want to know what his strategy is. Or if the parents just refuse to give these funds to support such a thing, what's your game plan until then? Or are you expecting a bailout too? Or are we just going to sit on the couch for the next 9-10 years?
I don't know. I don't understand what your question is. You brought up your daughter. I don't know what that's got to do with.
Right. Well,
I'm not going to hire your daughter if that's what you want to hear. I'm not hiring no 14-year-old, if that's what you're saying.
No, I understand.
I mean, what are you saying?
Perspective.
Yeah.
Now, if my daughter were to ask me for something, now, of course, my 14-year-old daughter's not going to come up to me and ask me, hey, Dad, I need somebody to get into the porn industry. Something else unusual, you know, just, you know, figure.
Oh, yeah. I already explained that, and I guess you weren't listening, were you?
Okay, yes, I was.
Explain it again. Hold, explain it again.
Well, I said that I had an idea for a, but I don't know why I'm telling you, man, unless you want to cough up the money.
No, I understand.
The gentleman's calling my show, and he wants to know specifics, you know, as to what it is you're going to do in terms of business. It's a good idea. You know, what is the business plan?
The business plan is to get a building where there's cameras, and you bring in actors and the SS, and you make a movie. I mean, what do you talk about?
Well, I mean, for instance, how much money do you think you'll make in the first year? How much money?
I can tell you right now that I know what the salaries are, I know what the upside is, but here's the thing. If I start talking about all the money I'm going to make or, you know, what my business plan is, I don't want, you know, Mr. 14-year-old daughter there suddenly getting ideas that, hey, thanks a lot, thanks for filling me in, now I know how to put my daughter to work. You know, I don't need that kind of...
I don't think the man was going there.
Well, I don't need that kind of trouble, you know. And so I would say to you, suffice to say that I could have the most brilliant business plan in the world. My father and my mother are just stupid. Excuse me. I don't want to say that, but they're just...
Even if it was the greatest business plan in the world, your father's not going to give you the money.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Melissa in Boston. Melissa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
First of all, you think porn hasn't been done with classic movies before? Porn has been done 1,000 times with classic movies before. You're not a
name one. Okay, name one.
Gone with the Wind has been done 30 times. Ryan has been done. All those movies have been done. You're an idiot.
She can't think of one movie. You can't think of one movie, can you?
All those movies have been done. They've been done a million times before. Porn has been done for ages.
No, wrong.
I just told you, Saving Private
Ryan
has been done.
That's one.
Gone with the
Wind
has been done. Those have all been done.
No.
You're not. It's not original. It's not new.
Are you saying if you hadn't been done, you'd be in one of my movies? Because I'm thinking
any porn you can possibly think of has been done.
I'm hiring.
It's been done.
No, it hasn't. And that's why my idea. That's why my idea.
One of the most expensive cities in the entire United States. And I have never asked my parents for money. I have a job. I pay my own bills. Thank you. And
what porn movie can I see in?
Oh, come on.
Funny.
Come on.
Funny.
Well, she brought it up.
No.
She brought it up.
No, I paid myself.
Were you in Saving Ryan's Privates?
Oh, but you know the name of it, but you think it's original. Wait, hold on. That movie's already been
done. It's not original. I'm original. It's not original.
What's original about it? There's nothing original.
You know, Phil, this girl has the temperament of a porn actress, and I'm sorry, I know you're not, but you do have the, you know. And I would say this.
I'm a bartender, so close enough. Fair enough.
You're upset. What? You're a bartender and you went to college? Nice investment. Nice investment.
That's how I'm paying for college. I'm going to get my master's, so I'm paying by going to work.
What's your master's going to be in?
Human resources.
That's another wasted master's. Everybody's all out to get their master.
Fair enough.
You know?
Well, but the point is, these people are going to school, Chris.
Yeah, and I'd like to go to school too, but my father, I got a better idea, that's all. I got a better idea than school. An adult film business, and my father won't do it, even though he said he would, so he's lied.
Why should your dad have to pay for it? Why should your father have to pay for it?
Even if you ask that question another three times, the answer is going to be the same. Because he said he would. Why should your father have to pay for it? Why? God, I'd fire you from the set. I would. I'd fire you from the set. Because you probably aren't smart enough to know, hey, Melissa, towel off, okay?
Hey. Watch it, okay?
I bet you wouldn't even be smart enough. Hello?
Okay, thank you very much, Melissa. Did you have something else you wanted to say?
Yeah.
She's going to talk about...
Personally, I don't think that there's any hope for a person who's 27 years old, still lives with his parents, and expects his parents to hand him everything. I'm sorry, but the rest of us had to move out when we got out of high school. The rest of us had to make our own way. The rest of us had to pay our own bills, figure out our own way in life, find a way to get through school, and mommy and daddy aren't helping us. And I'm sorry, but I don't even get a couch in my mommy and daddy's house. So you're lucky you have the couch. Don't be thinking about the bed, okay?
What do you sleep on the floor? Where do you sleep at your parents' house?
I have my own house.
No,
because I'm not a child who is surviving off of my parents. I'm sorry, but
I mean, you don't know my generation. You don't know my generation. You don't know the thing what we gotta do.
You are 27 years old. I am 28 years old. Honey, I have been out of my dad's house since I was 17. You still live at your parents, and you're complaining that you don't have a bed. Go get an apartment.
I'm sleeping on a couch.
You are 20.
Yeah, exactly.
You are 27 years old. It is not your family's responsibility to take care of you anymore. That ended 10 years ago, honey.
Grow up. Your parents took care of you. Your dad.
No, my parents do not take care of me. I have a job. I pay my own bills. I live in my own house.
I bet you every time you get a flat tire, you call.
Whoa.
Watch. You got to watch your language, okay, Melissa?
Yeah. See, you're the potty mouth.
Sorry,
I'd downgrade. I'd downgrade you to fluffer on my set.
Okay. I don't want you talking that way to my listeners. Do you understand, Chris?
She's being disrespectful to me.
No, she's not. She's telling you directly how she feels. I don't think she's being disrespectful. Melissa, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL is the number. I'd rather not hear that.
I don't think anybody knows what fluffer is, okay?
Well, maybe some people do, and maybe some people don't need to know.
Well, anyway, Mr. Henry, I would downgrade her. Okay, I won't say to what, but I would downgrade her if she's going to give me a hard time like that, you know?
Well, what do you say to a woman who's making, this lady is making some very good points. You're laying on a couch at your parents' home at the age of 27. She's out with a job. She has her own home.
But, Mr. Henry, one of the things that my generation of people does, a lot of the young people that I know, is we like to talk big. We'll talk about all the stuff we're doing, everything we got going on, right? Well, I own my own house, and it's all like a fan, you know, they don't really, they just all talk. It's like role-playing. And I don't know if you're aware of that or not. You know,
what are you talking about?
What I'm saying is most people who are Gen Y are role-playing even when they call, like, a talk show. So she's all, like, role-playing about living on her own and having a master's. She's probably living in, you know, she's probably living in her car. And, you know, if she's going to school at all, she's probably getting schooled by some guy in a big Superfly hat.
All right, hold on. Hold the line. I don't like that. 877-876-PHIL. She's probably getting schooled by what? A guy in a Superfly hat. All right, we're talking here with Chris Norton of Hermosa Beach, California. To be a Gen Yer these days, are you living at home? How much should we assist our kids? Chris is still living at his parents' house. His parents said they'd help him with his business, but when he said it was an adult film business, they said, nope, we're not helping you with that. Chris says now he's probably going to be on their couch until he's 40, until they get something going. More of your calls for Chris Norton coming up at 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Next hour, Ron Tarner on Stephen Hawking, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
God, take a breath, man.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You've watched what?
I've watched a lot of investigation, discovery, and because of the fact that my parents don't have anything going right now, you know, I'm able to watch a lot of this TV and watch Investigation Discovery, which is educational. And I do feel I could, you know, lend my talent to the police, Hermosa Beach Police, maybe Los Angeles County Sheriff or something. So that's another route that I may want to go, you know.
Well, it's more than just watching a TV show.
But I have a I'm lucky. I'm very good looking. I have a very high, you know, intelligence. And I'm very sexy. A lot of people say, why do you want to go into adult film? Because I am myself sexual. And I enjoy sex, you know. And I have sex with a lot of different women, you know. And I still do, so. And I told my parents that. I said, something you just have that set. Ron Jeremy's parents, his father, his sister, they're very proud of him. But me, my parents, they don't even want me to, you know, have no money to do it.
All right, Ron Jeremy's parents are proud of him?
Yeah, if you saw that documentary on his life.
I did see where he went home to New York and his father was, they were talking to his dad. Yeah, 877-87, he does have a very nice family. 877-876-PHIL. Anna in Houston. Go ahead, Anna. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Chris Norton.
Yes, I'm a parent myself. Both my parents died when I was 15 years old. And no one made this happen for me. If you really want to go out there, if you really want this business to happen, just go out there and buy yourself a camera. Go to the pawn shop, buy yourself a camera, and start like everybody does. Everybody starts at the bottom. You can't expect to have a building and you have it all handed to you if you really, truly want to do that. But basically what you're saying is, I want everything handed to me. And if everything's being handed to you, you're going to get to a point when it's not going to be handed to you, and then you're not even going to know what to do.
Well, I mean,
Hold on for a minute, Anna. What is that noise I'm hearing, Chris?
I don't know.
It sounds to me like there's something on the line. Go ahead.
Anna, I think what Anna saying is very true, except most of the people she's talking about don't have parents who have the resources to fund with seed money a business that I think commercially has a very big upside. I don't know if you know about the adult film business, Anna, but the upside on that is amazing. And if my parents were not, you know, if my dad was not successful, yeah, but my father has the money and said that he would, and then he went back on it.
But
that's the part that
right,
you know,
now you're acting, but you're acting like a spoiled brat. That's what you're acting like, and
well,
you have to understand. Okay, if and I
that's my parents. That's my parents'
okay?
fault. That's
not,
my parents' fault.
But I'm not.
See?
Okay.
They
a
did
lot
that.
Of things
they did
happen.
That to me.
And maybe it's their morale that they said, okay, I'll give you the money for something else, but not for that. But if they said it, okay, let them sit on it and go out there and make yourself successful and do whatever you want to do. And like I said, there's pawn shops that could sell you a camcorder for $100. Go out there and make it happen.
Well,
don't wait for them to make it happen. What would have happened if your parents would have died like my parents died when I was 15? I have a master's degree right now. And you
yeah,
can
parents,
get, you can make
you say
it
your
happen.
Left you
you cannot
but didn't your parents
put a hand everything
your,
to you.
Didn't your parents leave you a lot of money though? See, so
absolutely
and that's one of the things.
Not.
I'm sorry
we
that you didn't. But you lost your parents. But a lot of times when they die, they leave a lot of money. You know.
No.
Well,
no.
Her parents didn't.
We had to go begging house to house to ask people to donate because my parents didn't even have life insurance. We did not have money to bury my parents. That's how poor we were. So, no, my parents did not have anything, nothing.
Well, see, that's just it. I don't want to go begging, see? I mean, I'm sorry you did.
Nobody's telling you to beg.
I think it's better if you don't beg. I think
Nobody's
it's better if you don't beg, though.
Nobody's telling you to beg. Just go out there and make it happen.
Well,
if you want this, if you're
going
saying
to a pawn shop,
it's going
I mean,
to happen, you can make it happen.
If you go to a pawn shop, first of all, there's a lot of criminals that'll go in there, and you don't know if what you're getting back is hot. So if I go in and I get like a camcorder and it's hot, you know, what
no,
I would rather do is have my
no,
father,
you, have
you know,
a
fulfill his
from the pawn shop. No, the
no, I know that. Yeah, but the pawn shop took in the item that might be hot,
okay,
like out of the back of the car.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I'm surfing the web, and there's a lot of places. You can go to Best Buy, you can go to Walmart, you can go to all those other places, and you can get a camcorder
right
for $299.
Yeah.
Go out there
yeah,
and work and
steep.
Make it happen. Don't wait for people to give it to you.
That's too steep for me, though. I got to have my mom and dad. Plus, they got a co-sign on the van anyway. So, but, I mean, I'm glad that you were able to beg for food. I don't know. Did you say you begged for food, or how'd you do that?
No, she said they had to go door-to-door begging for what, Anna?
They're begging.
For money to bury my parents.
Do you you beg for that?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
We didn't have the money to bury my parents.
Well, it takes the shovel. I mean,
oh, come on.
Well, Mr. Henry, honestly, I don't understand.
You don't just dig a hole and throw them in. Thank you very much, okay?
You could have had them cremated. See, that's...
877, thank you very much. 877-876 Phil. Here is Tad on the Phil Hendry Show in Mobile, Alabama. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Chris, listen.
Yes, sir.
A couple things. Number one, I'm in the video.
Why not?
But
let
me tell you this.
Them, you know?
It's not our parents' responsibility to fund our efforts and to fund our ventures. It's our parents' responsibility to prepare us for the world.
Right.
And I don't understand that your option is if they don't fund this, you're going to join the Crips. That is crazy. I hope that nobody out there that would consider hiring you is listening, because you're not good employment.
No, I'm not being hired by nobody. I'm starting my own business, okay? And
then
so I would be my boss.
Up, then you roll your sleeves up and go out and do it. And it doesn't have to be with your parents co-signing.
You don't understand. In the film business, especially here out here in California, it takes a lot of money. And I can't just, go and get a...
There are other options in getting a gift or an investment from your parents. I don't understand that. I've got three daughters. One of them's out of college, got her master's, moved out of state to teach school. She came home the first weekend she was gone and says, "Daddy, I bought something." And I thought, what'd you buy, a car, whatever? She said, "I bought a house." I said, "What?" And she said, "Yeah, I bought a house. I found out."
Yeah, but you know
what?
She bought the house. She bought the house. Right? She bought the house because it was repossessed from like a family.
No, my friend. It was a
fine
little house.
That's the only way people can afford them. That's the only way people can afford them.
She didn't ask for a dime
from
me.
Family,
she bought it on her own because she had a job. You have no idea.
For you? No, I do. I mean, look, those houses have been repossessed. Your daughter threw a family into the street, man.
Wow. Phil Hendry.